Thunder Bay. Ethan Giddens surveyed the snow-covered field, marked his spot along the sidelines, and when he got the go-ahead, the 9-year-old pounced. It was the perfect strategy. After all, there was chocolate at stake. The youngster found a pile of colorful Easter eggs, made a beeline and scooped them up in his arms, depositing them one by one into his basket. He was one of hundreds of children who took part in the 11th annual Hill City Kinsmen Easter Egg Hunt outside the Slovak Legion in Thunder Bay's East End. "I wanted chocolate," Ethan said. He wasn't alone. 9-year-old Atari Mackie joined him in the final group of the morning and was looking forward to it for quite some time. "It's a really fun activity to do," she said. "The thing I didn't really like about it was waiting in line, but my favorite thing is probably getting chocolate." Brooklyn Anderson had one goal in mind, on Friday morning. "I want chocolate," the 11-year-old said, matter-of-factly. "I just ran and picked up all the eggs. I even have snow in my basket, that's how hard I picked them up." Her friend, Cheyenne, also 11, had a strategy of her own. "I made a pile and then I just went through one category, and the edges, where people weren't," she said. "I thought it would be a fun thing to do with my family and friends." About 10,000 eggs were strewn about over the Easter egg hunt zone, divided equally among the four age categories, which included 3 and under, 4 and 5-year-olds, 6 and 7-year-olds, and 8 to 11. Tony Scambaluri, vice president of the Hill City Kinsmen, said the event is always fun for everyone involved, including the volunteers. "We had about 10,000 eggs and we've had some bikes, half of which were given to us by Canadian Tire and the other half we bought from them," Scambaluri said. "Then we got a bunch of prizes for the children. It seemed to be a great success. Nobody got hurt, nobody got lost. It was a nice safe event and we hope to do it again next year. It's a no-brainer to stage," he added. "Our goal is to keep everybody happy. We do a lot for the community, and this is one of the things where we just give. We're not looking for anything else, we're just trying to give, and we do it for the people who need it around here, as much as we can with the chocolates and the prizes," Scambaluri said. "It keeps a smile on everyone's faces and that keeps us happy all year round."